Well, hello, friends. This is going to be a little different. Yes, if you're tuning in on the This Is Going to Hurt podcast, well, welcome. If you're at the CACS Mastermind, great to see you. But let me tell you what we're doing here. I was working with my wonderful book club. My book club is a group of creatives. We're a faith-based group. We've got authors, we've got editors, we've got illustrators. And one of the wonderful topics brought up was imposter syndrome. And so this entire video is going to be directed towards them. And there's going to be a series of questions at the end. But I decided, you know what, probably share this everywhere. Because one, I would love more folks to visit us at our book club, CACS. So reach out to me directly if you're interested. We are a faith-based creative mastermind, and we meet on Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. And then also, I'm going to send this out to all the other platforms. So to all my friends on Thursday, I'm sorry I'm not there. But this topic came up, and I just thought it was so worthwhile that I couldn't be here in person. I want to go ahead and record it and share it with you guys. And to everyone else, welcome along. Well, the question of imposter syndrome, you know, I'm not quite sure when the term was created, but it's incredibly fitting. When you hear the idea of imposter syndrome, I think most of us, the reality of what that means springs to mind. But for the sake of conversation, imposter syndrome means that you feel like you're a fake. You feel like you don't have the credibility in doing what you say you can do or want to do. And imposter syndrome prevents us from taking great action, prevents us from stepping forward. Imposter syndrome holds us back. Even if you've launched a book or a course, or you're a coach or you're an illustrator, even if you've launched those things, imposter syndrome continues on and on. And the reason for that is that we're continually bombarded by people who have experienced more success than us, who have started things and we haven't started them, or they've got longevity, or they are more attractive, or I mean, there's a million reasons. And when we move to the point that we're actually offering a good or a service and we're asking people to pay for it, imposter syndrome creeps up. Imposter syndrome can also creep up when we are in a group of people that we find more successful to us. And we're like, I don't know if I should be in this room. So I want to address that issue, but I also want to give us a couple of tools and tricks and tactics on what do we do? Like, how do we fight it? And so I first of all, want to admit I've 100% been there and I still experience it. Even tonight, I'm going to a reception for an Economic Development Authority, great group of folks. There's people in there I know and people I've done business with. But at some point in time, I hope to find myself a part of a circle of people that are smarter than I am and more successful than I am. The old joke is, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. And I will be tempted towards imposter syndrome. Should I even be talking to these folks? What do I say? What do I have to contribute? And so I just want you to know I've done it as well. And I experience it even today. So in launching my course, whether it be my Capitalize Your Best course or my initial course that I offer to eye doctors, there's that moment, like, can I actually charge people for this? Are people going to get this and then think it wasn't worth their money? We have all these insecurities and fears and doubts. But imposter syndrome in and of itself is a fear of what other people think. It just is. It's like, I'm not good enough to do that thing. Well, good enough to whom? I'm afraid people are going to criticize me. I'm afraid of rejection and no one will buy the product or service that I'm offering. At its basis, imposter syndrome is a fear of what other people think. Now, it is intrinsic. It may be, I just don't feel confident enough to do that, but it typically goes into the realm of, but it holds me back from doing this thing publicly. So at its basis, it is an internal fear, but that internal fear is almost always connected to the fear of what other people think. And those are the things we have to address. But first of all, I just want to say again, it's universal. You know, the smartest people online, the most successful people online will continue that phrase. If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. That means they continue to put themselves in those rooms. I was listening today to a billionaire, he's a real estate billionaire, and he was speaking. And he said, I've got to get into bigger rooms. And so he started rolling with Warren Buffett, you know, one of the top three richest men in the world. And he was able to get in the room with some multi-billionaires. And he said the same thing. He's like, I don't know what to say. He goes, when people ask me what to do, I go, I do a lot of things. And he realized, well, that's not going to work. And here's a guy who is literally a billionaire. And he still feels that when he goes into room. If we're wondering who does not think this, I think everybody thinks it. And if they say they don't, I don't know if they're telling the truth. And if they aren't feeling or don't feel imposter syndrome, they've had to work through that process. We like to say, well, I don't care what other people think, but inherently we do. If we didn't care what other people think, we wouldn't say, well, I don't care what people think. Like, we literally want other people to think that we don't care what they think about. It's ironic. If someone declares they don't care what I think about them or you think about them, they're literally caring about it because they want you to know that. And so it's this circular reasoning. It's just craziness. It really is. But I understand it's the human condition. It really is. So the question is, how do we combat imposter syndrome? How do we get anywhere close to being able to handle this step of faith in releasing products and goods and services and asking people to pay for them? Because you guys, your authors, your coaches, your editors, your illustrators, we are asking people to buy our goods and services. So inherently, we are saying we're an expert in the field. We may not be the expert, but we've made some progress. And that's one of the keys to overcoming imposter syndrome. You see, in marketing coaching, I don't have to be the best marketing coach in the world. I want to be. But what I have to do is I have to have made some progress, and then I share that progress with the people who need it. You know, the old adage is we are best equipped to serve the person we used to be. We are best equipped to serve the person we used to be. So when we're offering our product, our service, our coaching, whatever the case may be, we only need to serve the person we used to be. We have a continuum of growth. We have grown. We've grown in knowledge of a particular topic. We've grown in our specific skill. We've grown in some area. Well, then we can help the people who have not gotten that far yet. We don't do it proudly. We don't do it arrogantly. We do it in humility. But what we're essentially saying when we write a book, what we're essentially saying when we offer a coaching service, is we're saying, hey, I've learned this much, and I want to share the tools and the wisdom and strategies that I've learned with people so that they don't have to make the same mistakes as me, or they can learn things quicker or accomplish whatever their goal may be. And so that's in imposter syndrome, we don't have to be the best in the room. We don't have to be the best coach, the best author, the best illustrator, the best course creator. We don't. We have to share the growth that we have with others. So the first thing that I would encourage you is you don't have to be the best. You just have to share the progress and the wisdom that you've learned up until that point, because you're best going to be equipped to serve the person you used to be. That freed me up. When I launched my course, I'm like, I don't have to be Gary Vee, who is the online social media marketing coach guru. I don't have to be Gary Vee. What I have to be is me, and then help the people who I can help to get to the progress that I've made. So first thing, we just have to recognize that we can help the people progress to where we're at. But secondly, here's very important. Secondly, we must constantly be improving, constantly be growing. If we're not constantly growing, constantly improving, imposter syndrome is going to creep back in. Like for me, I've got to constantly learn new marketing strategies, new marketing wisdom, new algorithms on social media. I have to constantly have that information taken in because one, my industry shifts very quickly. And two, I know that I do want to progress. I want to eventually be able to help me. And if I want to help me, I've got to grow beyond my wisdom and skill set so I can help me. And if I can help me, then I'm able to create new content, charge higher prices, and move my way up. If I'm best equipped to serve the person I used to be, I need to be progressing to be better than I am today. I can never say, well, I know I've got this wisdom, I'm done. If you write books related to the scriptures, then you've got to study the scriptures constantly. If I'm going to create a course on how to market, I've got to constantly get better at marketing courses, right? If you are selling a goods or service, you have to get better constantly. Nothing's worse than watching an athlete who is doing so well and achieving, and then you see that athlete begin to drop in skill set. It's not age, it's not anything. All of a sudden, you're like, man, they're just not as good as they used to be. And you know what they have? Because they have to continually get better. You know, if you watch documentaries about Kobe Bryant or something, or Michael Jordan, or LeBron James, if we're talking about basketball, or we're talking about Tom Brady in football, these are athletes that when they were at their peak, when they were considered even the greatest in their sport, they still worked harder than everyone else in practice. They would get up earlier than everyone. They would stay there later. They would do the extra rep. And I think LeBron James spends $1 million a year on his body, on his performance, on his nutrition, on the training. Like his offseason is not an offseason. And you don't have to spend $1 million. But when we are selling products, goods, and services, we have to continually get better. And as we continually get better, we aren't feeling as imposter syndrome-ish, if that's a word. You're like, how do I get better? Okay, great. Great question. How do I get better? A couple things. One, you got to be in a group of like-minded, growth-minded people. Put yourself around people who want to grow. You can read tons of books. You can listen to tons of podcasts. You can put any topic into the podcast search bar and find a podcast about it. Pay for coaching. Pay for courses. I mean, there's no way to get better without spending at least time, but time and money. We will not get better. We're not going to get better just naturally doing the exact same thing. We have to break what we're doing. So we're either going to have to read a book on a subject. We're going to have to listen to a podcast, watch a YouTube, hire a coach, take a course, and then be committed to constant improvement. It defeats imposter syndrome. Because at some point in time, you're going to look back and go, wow, what I do now is so different than what I was doing 6 months ago. I can say that. I can say the first course that I created for eye doctors was a 300-page PDF. And it sold and it made some impact. And then I launched Capitalize Your Best. And it was small and it made an impact. But now I've added to it and grown and I've become better at coaching. I'm able to charge more and take on more clients. Because I've got to be committed. I've got to get better and better. I'm offering the best I have at that moment, but I want to be able to offer even better. You see, that's where the two come together, right? You don't have to be the best. You just have to serve the person you used to be, right? And then you have to constantly be getting better. If you're getting better and getting better, then you can look back and go, you know what? I have a new person to speak to, the new old me, and I have constant and new content to share. But if we aren't committed to learning and committed to getting better at our craft, eventually we're going to get surpassed, and eventually imposter syndrome is going to come in because your brain is going to tell you, you're not getting better, you're faking it. And I'm not accusing anyone of that, but if we aren't constantly getting better, we're faking it. Why? Because the world gets smaller, smarter. The context gets improved. Our audience gets smarter. Like we have to get better. It's like the actor, and you can say, well, they were so good so many years ago, but wow, they seem like they're not trying anymore. Are they getting better? Did they quit working on their craft? Like you have to constantly work on your craft and get better and get better. So, in dealing with imposter syndrome, one, you don't have, remind yourself, you don't have to be the smartest person in the room. You just have to serve the person you used to be, right? You just have to serve the progress that you've made. Two, you've got to constantly get better. You've got to commit to growing. That's books, podcasts, YouTube, hiring a coach, taking a course, whatever the case may be. You've got to commit to get better. But three, and this one is very, very important. And if you're at CACS, we talked about this extensively last week, but I'm going to open it broader for folks to hear it. Gang, your identity has to be settled. An unshakable, settled identity will always prevail in the light of fear. A settled, unshakable identity will always prevail in the light of fear. It just will. It will. It will. It will. Now, for anyone listening to this, again, I'm speaking straight to my CACS book mastermind. Guys, this is a faith-based group. Your identity is rooted in your faith in Jesus Christ. It's rooted in who Jesus Christ is and what he says about you, rooted in the value that you are a child of God. And that's immovable and unshakable. And if you operate out of that, you know what? Fear of failure goes away because you can't be ultimately rejected. So if you might experience financial failure or rejection in the selling of your product and service, but ultimately you have an immovable identity. And you've got to remind yourself, like, you know what? I can step forward in this, even if I'm fearful about what other people think or I feel like an imposter, because my identity is set. It can't be shaken. I can have great success or I cannot sell a single thing. My identity is unshakable. Now, other folks root their identities in different things. You know, if you're a runner, you might root your identity as like, I'm a runner, okay? Well, then that's fine, but that identity might become shakable. You know, I had to take over a year off from marathoning. I had to take 6 weeks off last year. You might say my identity is in that I am a parent and a spouse. Great. That identity might get shaken, but it makes sense. I mean, I wake up every day and I walk by my daughter's door and I think about her. The moment I wake up, I walk out, I pass two doorways and I immediately think of them. You know, I'm a father, right? And I'm a father who loves his daughters, right? And so, you know what? No matter how well my courses do, that's unshakable. It is. Could it be shaken? It could, but it's not shakable right now. And so the important thing is to drill down into the most unshakable identity you can find. And so for everyone at CCS, that's their faith in Jesus. That's their Christian faith. That's what they hold on to. Anyone listening beyond this, you might have something that's pretty unshakable, but the thing is, you've got to drill down to the most unshakable identity you can find and then move forward in your goals or your plans or in actions, because you might be wrestling with imposter syndrome, but then you remind yourself, but no, but this is who I am. I am this. So no matter what you think be out of there, I am this. It's not shakable in any way. So guys, that's the broad picture of imposter syndrome. Ultimately, it is the fear of what other people think about us, or a fear within ourselves that we're fake, that we don't have enough authority or street cred, whatever the case may be, to sell a product or service, right? And the three ways that we can wrestle with that and to combat it is, remember, we don't have to be the smartest person in the room. We just need to be able to serve the person we used to be. Serve who you were. So that way you're like, well, I can do that. You know, I know that when I started coaching in 2003, I'm much wiser than that. I've got progress for the last 20 years. I can do this, right? Two, become a constant learner. Guys, I'm a voracious learner. Sometimes I got to just turn it off and put the music on. But listen, I listen to a podcast or audiobook while I'm running. I pay for coaching. I take courses. I'm not the supreme example, but I love learning and I want to get better. I want to have a new me to be able to serve, and I want to be able to offer greater services, charge more for them, but I can't do that unless I am making progress. And then three, you've got to understand and rest upon an unshakable identity. The more unshakable your identity is, the greater risk you can take, because no matter what happens out there, you can move ahead. Because even if that does not succeed, your identity is unshakable. Those three things, serving who you used to be, becoming a committed learner, trust upon an unshakable identity, will help you fight imposter syndrome. And you've got to remember, it's universal. Again, a billionaire was struggling with imposter syndrome because he's in a room with people who are greater billionaires. We all wrestle with it. And that's the beauty of it. If there was a fourth one, I would just remind us all. Imposter syndrome is wrestled with the reality that everybody struggles with imposter syndrome. So that's just a bonus. It's not poor core, but we all wrestle with it. We do. So guys, here are a couple of questions for you. I'm going to repeat them twice, but I'm also going to put them into the show notes. But one, share with yourself, share with others. Who did you used to be that you can serve? Who did you used to be that you can serve? And how can you serve them? Who did you used to be that you can serve, and how can you serve them? What is your present plan for improving? Like, be specific. Are you listening to books, podcasts, coaching courses? What are you doing? What's your plan? What's your plan? You need to re-up that commitment. And then, like, share your unshakable identity in the first person. I am this, and therefore I can do that. It might make you feel awkward, but share with someone in this group, what is your unshakable identity and how does that help you go forward? So, gang, I've enjoyed this. For my CACS group, I will be back next week. I know this is a little different. It's an experiment, but I'll be back next week. Thank you so much for the great conversation and the moderation. If you're listening on a podcast or watching this on YouTube, I appreciate you tuning in. Everybody, you can find me everywhere with questions. So if at the end of this, the mastermind or anywhere else you've got questions, just follow up with me. You can find me everywhere, Gordon Duncan on Facebook or Instagram, TikTok, wherever the case may be. And I can't wait to talk to you again next week. Thanks so much, guys. We appreciate it.